Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that is sometimes late, but always worth the wait. The man in front of me, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I'm Mike Ward. I'm the reason why this shit is late.
You not are.
Really. Yeah, I was.
It was a team effort.
You were out of town too. We're both out of town. Anyway, I'm Mike Ward. You're Pantelis, and this guy is
in town all the time.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm the reason why it was late.
Man who beat up and stole Sugar Sammy's jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Chubb Simon.
Yeah. Sugar Chubby.
Yeah.
Chubby. He never, all sugar.
Yeah, he heard sugar. He's like, I'm there, bro.
Yeah.
Never met an Indian man that he didn't want to rob. Poseidon. Are you good, Poseidon?
Are you good? And you guys?
You know what will help you calm down and you'll stop attacking people?
What?
Medical cannabis.
What?
Yeah, and you know what you can do? You can head over to Canadoc.ca and get yourself some medical cannabis authorization forms, which is basically a license. Get yourself authorized.
To get high quality. You can get the garbage they sell at the local shitty weed store, or you can get the good stuff.
The good stuff, the high-end stuff. We're talking about cookies. They have all the name brands that no one else gets in Canada. Vape pens, live resin. All the good stuff. Personally, for me, I don't know if I told you, I started getting the CBD drops.
Okay.
And I use them for my dog, too. So she takes them and I take them. I take them to calm down sometimes and she takes them to sleep. And in the day, it calms her down. Because the vet told me I shouldn't be giving her dog CBD. I should be giving her human CBD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it works better. Yeah. And it's high quality shit. So they have everything you want. Stuff with THC, stuff without THC. Whatever you need.
Yeah, don't give THC to your dog.
No. Are you crazy? I don't even take THC.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my shit. Oh, I forgot to bring you guys. I had some good stuff from that I ordered off Canadoc. But essentially, Canadoc. You go there. You fill out the forms. It's like a 10-minute process. They call you up. It's a nurse. She goes through it because they want to make sure that there's not recreational. If you're consuming, you're getting the best quality, and they tell you how much you should be taking. So you take it like an adult, not like a child that goes out and just buys from the street some garbage, dank cannabis. You get it from the professionals. Poseidon likes the vape pens. I like the CBD. And Mike likes great deals.
I do.
Canadoc.ca. Links are in the description. So
hey, before we start this, that jacket, is that the jacket last year when you were tight with money?
Yep.
Yes.
And Pantelis gave you money to, I guess, pay your rent or eat. You were like, I'm going to buy a jacket.
Same difference. He was like, listen, bro, if I dress well, someone will feed me. It's not the worst logic.
Yeah, you want to dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah, he wants to dress for the meal he hopes to
acquire.
Receive.
Because right now, like, look at how we're all dressed. You look like the richest man in the room by far.
Yeah,
I'm the
like
poorest.
I have the old fucking shitty. I think this is probably Amazon or Walmart. And yours is nice, but it's still just a hoodie.
Just a hoodie. Yeah.
But he's got gold.
He's got the money, bro. Look at his hands.
He's got the gold. He's got a fucking ring on every finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ready. He's Bill Broken Gates.
Yeah. Bill Broken Gates. It's a nice spring jacket, though. I'm glad I bought it.
Yeah.
He's
William Fence.
Yeah. And a spring jacket, like, spring doesn't even exist anymore. So why would you need a spring jacket?
Springtime.
No, but it's fucking, like, a week ago in Quebec, it was snowing, and then it was, like, fucking plus 95 Fahrenheit.
No, because you know how the weather...
We lost power.
Yeah, and then 4 days later, my neighbor's in his pool.
What a weird
year. Yeah. Well, because you know how the weather fluctuates? Like, sometimes it's warm in the day, like, during springtime,
so you can wear that jacket from 2 to 3.
No, I can wear it all day long because even if it's really warm and I'm getting hot in it, a nice cool breeze will blow through and it's flappy.
So you're depending on a nice cool breeze.
And I like that you describe it as flappy, like an old disgusting pussy. No. It's all nice and flappy.
It's magical, like the sleep of a wizard.
God damn.
Speaking of the weather change, remember when everyone lost power, those power outages, all that? They announced today that you're allowed to get compensation, monetary compensation, if you lost power for more than 24 hours, but there's a caveat. You either have to be on welfare or homeless.
Okay. That's so how do you lose power if you're homeless?
That's what I was saying. Like, are they gonna be like class action lawsuit? I couldn't go to the mall. Like, What are they gonna do? And also, why only people on welfare? Other people lost power too, and it's something they paid for. What a weird system.
You know, it's fucked up. This week, my dad lives in an old folks home. They were out of power for a little over 40 hours.
That's ludicrous.
And it's the hydro is supposed to get old people. Like the power right away. And the lady that runs the place called Hydro and she was like, look, we don't have power. And they were like, yeah, you have power. We checked on our thing. There's no power outage in your neighborhood. And she called them six times. And the six times they're like, no, you're good. You're good. So then finally, one of the old people called the cops, like called 911 and said, look, we're old people. We don't have power. We haven't had power. So then the cops went to Hydro and told them these fucking old people are gonna die, and then like 20 minutes later they had power.
No,
what the fuck? You think they were trying to kill them? Like, look, fuck, I don't know what to do with these guys. COVID didn't get them.
Oh, just shut the power off. Well, Hydro is government run.
Yeah. Thank you.
God damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't think it's mean. I just think it's incompetence.
It's usually incompetence.
Because a couple of weeks ago, there was a power outage in my neighborhood. And I went on that website that shows all the power outages. And my neighborhood was fine. But I didn't have power. So at first, I was like, fuck. Since it's a new place, I was like, did I pay for the wrong address? Or I was sure it was my fault. And then I went out. Because my neighbor next, like in front of me, he had power. And then I walked out and then I saw I had like two neighbors going, why don't we have power? And I was super happy. I was like, okay, thank God. It's not me.
These deadbeats didn't pay their bills either. It's not just me, guys. High five. Yeah. High five. Single guy summer. High five. It's usually incompetence is the issue. That's why you should not hire incompetent people.
Yeah.
So I have no excuse for hiring Poseidon on the tour. Poseidon was handling security.
Yeah. Security, I think he's good at getting people out. But he's not good at de-escalating something.
Oh, no, he's not a de-escalation man. He's a full-on
escalation.
Hold on. I de-escalated rather well, I would say, over the weekend.
Hold on. We're gonna
no, because de-escalating is someone's talking loud. And you're like, okay, ma'am. Because the trick, if someone's talking loud, you go, okay, sorry. If you whisper to someone, they always whisper back.
No, he's not a whisper guy. He can't whisper. Yeah. But so he was in charge of security. He was in charge of merch sales. Okay. And he was also in charge with checking people in.
Yes.
All three super important jobs Poseidon was in charge of. Now, the thing he was not in charge of, but he decided to take it upon himself, was also to make sure that
Music selection,
intro scene, that sort of thing. He just decided, look, I got experience. I can handle this. So
probably thought, you know, like how like on the big tours, Bill Burr has his security guy, and the security guy also does the lighting.
Yeah. So we go up there. My tire was losing air, but it doesn't matter. We go to Rimouski, and normally my buddy Lebanese Dynamite Emil Khoury, he opens for me, but he has his own hour. He's right.
His conflict big business of interest, show.
Big business, baby. Mm. So we got Gino Durante, the homie Gino Durante of Italian fame.
Mm.
So Gino's with us, fun guy.
Excellent
to have
comedian.
Yeah, excellent choice for me. Plus, I really want him to be, because he's an English comic like me who started English. I want him to do it in French because it's fun. And
plus, he's very like he's very visual. Like he moves a lot, and
he's like a. You remember in the Olympics they had that thing where those women had those ribbons and they have to. Do that's him. He's one of those ribbons. He's one of those ribbons. You
he's
know
Nadia.
About?
He's yeah, Nadia yeah, Comaneci. He
yeah, he's Nadia Comaneci.
He's the Olympic ribbon dancer of comedy.
He wins gold every year at the Olympic ribbons. So it's a good mix of people. So
he's a ribbon. He's a ribbon.
An Olympic ribbon.
He's a ribbon waver.
So we drive up to Amkoui first. We get there in time. We have the hotel room set up. We each have our own hotel room. I booked everything. I know how to book. I'm a good booker. So we go, we book the weed at the restaurant. Poseidon shows up.
And you were doing two shows. I'm Quiri Muskin. You booked a hotel that you'd stay the same place two nights.
Yeah, exactly. It was in between both. Closer to Rimouski, but in between both. It was a smart decision. It was a nice hotel. I'll tell you next time you're in the region.
Okay.
So we go to eat. Poseidon's watching his figure. So he ordered a burger, as would anyone watching their figures.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
We head to the show. I got to get, I realized getting there, I go, holy shit. Like, I got to set up my hour. I hadn't done it in a while. Like, what am I going to choose to put in this? Then, in the meantime, Poseidon's panicking, too, because he has to take care of his job. Poseidon's job. So, he's like, shit, I got to sell merch. I got to make sure people don't sneak in. I got to stop people. So, Poseidon's getting mentally prepared. And Gino was dancing.
And people don't sneak in. Like, the venue has someone that does that.
In this case, Poseidon handles some good portion of security, too, to help him out. Because they're small guys. They're small guys. They're peaceful. This is an animal.
And also, I was, like, people really wanted to get in. Like, they weren't, I was like, wait here. And they were just like, okay. And they would just keep, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
he had to stop them.
Back the fuck up.
He was like, hold on a second. Because also, he was calling everyone Monsieur, Madame. Yeah. Even 20-year-old girls.
Yeah, so for people that don't speak French, that's like Sir or Madam.
Madam, it's weird. The problem with Madame is the direct translation of why it's offensive to younger or really old people. You can't describe why.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like saying, hey, old lady. Like, it, yeah. And it's weird. To young girls, they giggle. They kept saying Madame. Yeah. But older women, if they're not too old, if they're in their 40s or something and they still feel hot.
Remember, like when he met my new girl that's about my age. Like, this is Poseidon. And before he even opened his mouth, I was like, don't be offended. He's going to call you Madame. And he's going to say, don't be offended. He says that to everyone. Because everyone feels like they're fucking 90 years old.
Yeah, growing up, everyone told me, you got to say vous and Madame and Monsieur.
You were a child speaking to teachers.
Yeah, you're four and they're 30.
You're a 30-year-old man.
Even throughout high school.
You're a 30-year-old man.
So I thought it was the respectful thing to do.
You're an adult.
It's like saying, sir, like, it's like if you meet a 19-year-old and you go, hey, sir, he'll be like, what the fuck? <It's> like, sir.
Sir and ma'am. It's not ma'am. It's much heavier.
It's worse
in
than ma'am, yeah.
Yeah, but he's there. I could hear. I'm in the green room trying to get ready. Gino is on the balcony trying to get ready. When he gets ready, he has to tell his jokes and mime and all that. So he was on the outside. I was on the inside reading my stuff and just thinking. But the whole time I was distracted because I just hear him be like, Madame, we're here, Madame. How many? And then I hear girls like, eh, Madame. And it starts making me laugh. So I'm not focused on my jokes. I start laughing.
And the crowd is like, what, like 22,
yeah, they're young
24?
Girls. So it's making me laugh because I'm just imagining them being like, is he... Because they
is
don't
he
know
that fucking with me. Is he,
he's just saying. He's just
he's
trying
polite.
To say.
He's
I'm trying to be polite. Yeah.
But in their heads, the way they were replying, hey, Madame, you could tell they're like, is he fucking with us, or does he not know how old he is and how old we are? Like, what's happening here? So it was, to me, it was I couldn't. I was distracted. I was laughing. Now, the guy asked Poseidon. He goes, "It was bro. Do you like what kind of intro music? I didn't ask Pantelis. Like, what should I put for him?
Okay.
And he goes, look. He goes." This is what he said. He goes, Pantels, you know Pantels. You know him. Put some heavy metal, some rock and roll. He's a rock kind of guy. All right. He didn't ask me. He just told this the guy. And then goes, what about the other guy?
And you didn't specify. So it could have been fucking.
It could have been anything.
Could have been Black Sabbath. It could have been some fucking Swedish.
Steel Panther. And then he goes, hold on. It could have been. And then he goes, what about the other guy? And Poseidon goes, the other guy's a homosexual. So find something. Find something gay for that guy. Make it gay. Now,
make
Gino,
it gay. And Gino isn't gay.
He's not a homosexual.
No, he's not. But
despite the ribbon dancing.
Despite the ribbon dancing. He's out there banging chicks. But the problem is Gino's very, you know, the way he moves.
Yeah.
So the guy, because he knows who I am. So he plays for me when I got out. I had Critically Ashamed. I had the intro to the French cast.
Okay.
It's an awesome song. If I don't mind it being my intro, that's fine with me. I have used it as my intro, so I don't mind. But Gino, when he's going on.
Was it Dancing Queen?
Bro, that would have been better. You hear like, tss, tss, it was like gay underground. It's like Greek gay underground music.
The guy tried to make it either Italian or Greek.
So he's like, what the fuck? And you can tell Gino's like, am I finding this weird? Or is it really weird? It was because then the people were like, what's happening? And the way he walks, they're like, What is happening?
And was there? Did you give him like a intro like from the side?
No, or the guy gave him an intro. The guy says,
"So it's like, Madame Monsieur,
Gino Durante. His name." So you're like, "He's gonna strip." Like,
Durante. Yeah, yeah. So, Durante with the gay music sounds like someone's gonna get pegged.
Yeah. So fucking poor Gino, bro. He goes up and you can tell there's a little flustered. And then his first minute was a little like, he was trying to gather his senses because in his head he's thinking the same thing I was thinking backstage, which was, what in the fuck is happening? You know? So now I was dying and I go, bro, Gino's gonna, is he gonna kill me? Because I didn't know this was gonna happen. Then he tells me, yeah, bro, what do you think of the music? And I go, I don't know, bro. I don't know. You should have told him something. He goes, I did. The guy asked me for your music. I told him heavy metal, bro. I go, okay. Then he asked for Gino. And I go, what'd you say? I say, he's a homosexual. Give him something gay. I go, but Gino's not gay. He goes, yeah, but admit it's funny.
Admit it's funny. And it is hilarious. It is hilarious. In his defense, it's an amazing joke.
I'm just remembering that. So now, reaction.
So Gino's a fucking professional. So he wins them over. He has a good time. He brings me up.
How long did it take him, though, to get?
2 minutes.
Okay. Yes, it's just fucking long when you're on stage.
So it. So I get on stage. I talk to Gino. Like, I hug him, you know, because I knew right away, I go, what the fuck, this is funny. Now I'm on stage now.
Did you hug him because he's a homosexual? Or
said, I'll touch you. So let me give you my energy. So he gets off. Now I only found out about this stuff that I'm going to tell you. I found about later from Gino. I wish he was here, but he was sick today, for him to tell you how it happened, because this is insane. So he has a couple of jobs.
Can I
right?
say this part?
Hold on. We're going to get to you in a second.
Oh, shit.
So now I'm on stage. I had fun with the audience. I was asking questions, and one of the guys made me laugh because he was so lost. Like, I just asked him, like, how long you been together? And, like, where'd you meet? And he's like, we met a few years ago. I'll go, how'd you guys meet? And he's like, he freezes. He goes, I had a friend. He moved to Australia. And then everyone starts laughing, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, are you retarded? What are you talking about? So I'm having fun. While this is happening, there's some movement in the back. So Poseidon, by the way, anybody that would come in and they hadn't paid yet, and the guy would say, they're going to pay later. Poseidon would sit there for 10 seconds and be like, not on my watch. And then he goes, hey, you, come here. You come for both. Give money for both of them.
It makes sense, though. You don't make people pay after.
No, he's right. But it's just funny because the way he is, you know. Anyways, so now people show up at the door and they want to come in, but the show had already started. Gino doesn't know how. He's like, they're like, we want to go in, we want to buy tickets. He's like, okay, hold on, I'm going to go get the guy that does the tickets. So he goes to the green room and he's looking and he can't find Poseidon. He's like, where's Poseidon? He's like, Poseidon? Then he hears from the toilet, what? There's people here, they want to buy tickets. Fuck. I'll take your shit. And then he goes, okay, so what do you want to do? Tom DeWitt. Yeah, okay. So Gino's goes, yeah.
Has to go back and go, the man handles the tickets is taking a shit.
But he didn't want to say that. So he goes, yeah, it's just going to be a minute. Just hold on. Just watch from here. It'll be a second. He's like, okay. And it's taking long. So he goes back. He's like, Poseidon, they're still waiting. Poseidon's like, okay, bro, I got to fucking wipe my ass. And then he's like, okay. Like, you know, he's fucking Gino's this big, bro. Poseidon's a giant. And he's like, okay. And then he's taking long. He's like, Poseidon, for real, though, they're here. They just want to buy tickets. Bro, wash my fucking ass. I got to wash my fucking ass. So then this is the best thing that Gino ever described. He goes, finally, I'm looking at them. And then I see inside Poseidon, the door just slams open, you know, from the bathroom. He's like, and it's wet, you know, his hair. And he just slicks his hair back. And he's, okay, where the fuck are they? And he fucking brings them into, come here. How many? Bro, like, he's my pimp. He's like, you want to see him? $30. Not after. Right now. Yeah. Right now, bro.
And don't come inside of him. You can finish on the tits or the face.
I was like a hooker. Yeah. Fucking Poseidon. It was insanity.
And then, dude.
When he's selling merch. Bro, I showed the video. There's a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's counting money. He's like, hold on, what size, bro? What
in the bar? And you were smoking in the bar?
Oh, no, it wasn't lit yet.
It wasn't lit. It was just hanging
out. Yeah.
You look, you're Andrew Dice Clay. Why do you have a cigarette that isn't lit?
I was like about to go spark, and then somebody's like, oh, by the way, I came back for the shirt. I'm like, oh, okay.
It looked insane. It looked like a hustle. It looked like a bunch of mobsters there.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to open the box. There's a shirt inside. Don't worry. Yeah. Like, it looked like one of those.
And then the one of the owners, he was there, and he's like, he opened the door. I'm like, I asked him, I go, he goes, I'm one of the owners, by the way. I go, okay, yeah, open the fucking door. I go to him. He goes, I did. I go, why? He goes, it's hot. I go, yeah, but there's noise outside.
Stop opening the fucking door.
And then he goes, yeah, but you know, it's a bit hot. I go, okay. And then I go, and I close it 5 minutes later, and I go to Gino. I go, bro, if the owner comes back here, bro, tell him not to open the fucking door. Like,
and Gino's like, what?
Because I was worried. I didn't want it to, like, it was nice.
The sounds from outside.
Yeah, the sounds from outside. Ooh, I accidentally muted there for a second. I don't want the sounds from outside coming in and distracting his set or whatever.
So you rather slam a door and yell at people.
he's a zoo, the guy.
But it was so funny.
I had, like, his story, the ma'am and sir. I called you in Florida. When I was in Florida, I went to Walmart. I forget what I went to buy, but I'm looking for something. And I see this lady, like a Walmart lady. You know how in American Walmarts, every employee is like 4 feet tall and they weigh 600 pounds? So I see this big fat troll coming with long hair. And I go, where are the dishes? And then she goes, I'm not a sir.
Oh no.
And then I was like, and then I said, I didn't say sir. You said sir. And I said, no, I said sorry. No, you didn't.
What?
But let's just forget about it. And it's over there. And I was like, but I didn't call you sir. But, like, she was sure I called her sir.
Jesus Christ.
She must get sir a
lot.
Yeah. Anything there's an S.
Yeah. But she was disgusting, but she was feminine disgusting.
Like, you can know it's a woman.
I knew it was an ugly woman.
You know it's a lady troll.
Yeah. It's a lady troll.
Not a boy troll.
With that troll vagina. Yeah.
My mom used to get sir a lot on the phone when she'd call customer service.
Yeah.
The bell.
Oh,
they would go sir. And then she'd go, what's sir, Malaka? Yeah. It's madame. Yeah. What sir? This is madame. I sound like sir.
She sounds like Fat Albert. Hey.
So then the next day, bro, we got another show to do.
This is funny.
So first, this is another funny thing, bro. Poseidon's fucking incorrigible. So we get to Rimouski. We're looking around. Poseidon's asking his usual Poseidon-related questions. Very funny. We go to a breakfast place to have breakfast. Poseidon gets the omelet of omelets. He gets the omelet with everything on it. Sausages, bacon. He's like, bro, if I'm going to eat, I'm going to fucking eat, which I get. So he gets the
and
whole
plus
thing.
It's fucking an omelet, so it's in his mind it's diet.
Yeah, it's diet
food.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had potatoes with it as well.
Yeah, so
you
get that, like I said,
he's still gonna
he's not gonna eat often, he's gonna eat.
Yeah.
So he eats all the food, whatever, and then we're walking out, like, what do we do? Like, let's go to a press cafe so we could just sit and kill a couple of hours because it's open to shit. So we go to the press cafe, I want to reach the bathroom first. And then I see Poseidon just standing there. Like, what are you doing, bro? He's like, I think I'm gonna get a wrap.
I was like, I forgot about this.
I was like, bro, we literally just ate. I go, we ate like an hour. We just ate. Like, don't you want to wait till later and wait? He's like, yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not waiting. I want to get that wrap. I go, but you can wait. He's like, no, I'm really hungry. My stomach's growling. I go, it's mental. Your stomach's not growling. We just ate. He's like, he's looking at me like in a way like, stop. I'm getting the wrap. Like, I don't know what you think you're going to tell me. I'm getting the fucking wrap.
By the way, I think the employees there didn't like me. Although I didn't do anything.
I know they didn't like you.
But I didn't do anything to fucking... Anyways.
I will say something to you that you haven't realized yet. When you want food... So you know you have, like, right now you're doing it. You have your resting asshole face.
Yeah.
Very angry. People want to smack you.
Yeah.
When you're hungry and food is involved, it's always on.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So when you ask, okay, you know what you're doing? Yes. That's why, remember when we used to go to the drive, they used to be like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
And you never understand. You ask aggressively. So normally you'd be like, hey, can I get that eraser? Like, okay. When there's food, you're like, yeah, give me nuts. So people are like, bro, is this guy fucking serious right now?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well,
you get very excited when there's food around.
Yeah. Makes sense. I'm fat.
but a lot of fat people aren't aggressive.
Nice, bro. I'm nice. I'm a fat guy and I'm nice.
No.
May I have some food, sir?
No, I don't know. But I try not to be rude. I try to be nice. But I guess I naturally
an
asshole.
You try to be nice?
Yeah, I try to.
Jesus.
So the reason why I think they didn't like me is because I had that wrap. I think they added extra Dijon mustard in it.
Oh, those
because,
bastards.
Dude, that thing fucking smacked, dude. Like, I had a hard time eating that. There was so much Dijon mustard in that thing.
But
I thought I was going to die, dude. Like, all
they
my
had Dijon. They had so much Dijon mustard.
Dijon. He's been thinking for the past. This has been his talking point for 3 days now. Dijon. So much Dijon. He's like, bro, it smacks of Dijon.
Man,
like,
you're fucking Cajun, man. Yeah. You're Adam Sandler from 1993.
You talk like a retarded kid on TikTok. You talk like a meme. Dijon.
But, and plus, like a Price Cafe. don't they, like, their sandwiches, aren't they sandwiches that they make somewhere else? So they didn't add extra Dijon mustard. They just gave you the fucking piece of shit thing that came from Toronto.
There was so much Dijon mustard in that.
But he loved it.
That I liked it, but it unblocked my sinuses.
Which isn't a bad
thing. No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But.
So then since he ate, obviously, an hour later, we had to go to a restaurant and eat dinner. And then the funniest thing, the lady was being so nice. The waitress, she was like between 40 and 50 years old, maybe 50. And everything's going well. She's feeling young. We're laughing with her. We're talking. And then Poseidon said something.
I said, merci, madame.
But the way he's, bro, this is no joke. So she's getting ready to go. Poseidon,
she brought bread and I said, merci, madame.
No, you didn't. Oh, look, no. Ask Gino. You didn't say, merci, madame. You did this. She grabbed it. He looked at it and goes, merci, madame. Like, we're done with you. And he called her madame. Yeah. But her face did this. This was the best. Me and Gino both caught it. She's like this. And she walks off. We didn't see her for 10 minutes. But Gino was like, he looks at him, he's like, why'd you do that? And Poseidon's like, what? What?
I don't understand. Am I naturally a piece of shit?
But why did you call her madame? Why did you say it like that? Like, like, that's enough. Like, merci, madame. Like, okay, go now. And he's like, I always say madame. I always say madame. While he's eating bread, he's like, always say madame. There's never been a problem. So he's happy, joyful, because he's eating bread. And the lady refused to come see us for like 10
minutes. And you know what's fucked up with the whole madame thing? Because I get, like, the first time that we told you French people don't like to be called madame, you're like, I didn't know because they taught me in school.
He still doesn't.
We've told you a million fucking times, you know
I thought it was for the vous.
But vous and madame, they're both the same
thing. I'm just going to stop.
Use the N-word. It'll get you into less trouble.
Say tu and call people hey. Yeah. But I'll just say
salut.
Yeah, say salut. Yeah.
Salut. Like that.
Yeah.
Hello.
So we go to the venue.
Yeah.
Go to this bar. Nice bar venue. We enter the venue. Poseidon has the security. He has to scout. He looks at all the exits, where people could sneak in from, all that stuff. Sets up his merch table. Doesn't fuck around. So we're in the back. And this was funny. Well, I'm in the green room. The back. Storage closet. And
what's the name of the place?
Le Bien Le Malte.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Which is a cool bar, right?
A nice bar. So in the back, they have like these pictures of the only two people that are banned forever. So I want to know who they are. So the employee comes, I go, let me ask you a question, just be honest. Why are those guys banned? And he goes, funny stories, actually pretty exciting. So that first guy there, he was a slam poetry finalist, like in Quebec. He was very big into slam poetry, he was very well known. I was like, oh, cool, yeah. And then he came and he was doing like a slam poetry thing, and the whole slam poetry thing was talking about how women suck and they're garbage and he's better than women and men are better than women and women are terrible. I was like, okay. And so then he got into a debate. He was debating with a feminist and he didn't like her talking back to him, so he beat the shit out of her, threw on the ground, started kicking her. And then he put the slam before the poetry is the problem there. So he said that, he goes, so we can't have him around. He's asked many times that we can't have him around because he started kicking this woman when she was on the ground.
I go, yeah. But if he would have kicked her standing up,
different story.
Rimouski is good.
He's good. So I go, okay, that makes sense. I go, what about this next guy? There's this guy, this bald guy, there's a picture of him like this. He goes, oh, that guy's a neo-Nazi. I'm like, what? That's insane.
And was that a performer too?
No, he's a guy. He comes around and he starts yelling neo-Nazi shit, so we had to get rid of him. I go, of course you had to get rid of him. But how is there a random neo-Nazi?
In the Rimouski.
Yeah.
In a bar.
And he's like, it happens. It happens. More than you think.
I think that's a bar that when I was on tour before you joined the Noir tour, that me and Preach went to, because we were in Rimouski, we went to a bar and with the tour bus and We got there, and at the same time, there was a cop showed up, and they were doing, like, a descent, so they...
A raid.
So, and then they show up, and then we show up with the tour bus, so it looks like a paddy wagon.
Oh.
So people are like, oh, fuck, they're gonna, like, the people were freaking out, and even the cops were freaking out. They were like, why did a black guy steal one of our drugs?
Oh my god.
Oh, man. And then they went in and it was the weirdest raid I've ever seen. It was just they didn't arrest anyone. There was just like 10 cops going to every bar checking to make sure, you know, like in bars they have the sticker to say that you're allowed. It's not like dépanneur beer.
Yeah.
It's
it's actually bought from the source
for the bar, yeah.
That's all they wanted to check.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, I even told like one of the cops, I was like, you don't need cop cars. Couldn't you just send like two guys, like just dressed normal to check?
Yeah,
like,
that's who true. Cares? Should do. But I guess they're like, why would we like hire someone or yeah, waste resources. Yeah. We're on the patrol.
Yeah.
But we had a oh yeah. So anyways, now again, this motherfucker, when it came time,
this time it wasn't my fault.
He gives the guy, it was the same sound guy, so he says, "Yo, you got to change the song for Gino."
Oh, it was the same sound guys the night before. So he was like, not as gay tonight. Yeah. So
I told him he's not actually homosexual. I was messing with you.
So he was like, I'll put something by.
No. He told him, he gave him a track. He says,
oh, yeah, because we were listening to a track in the restaurant.
He sat there, Shazammed in the restaurant and said, I'm going to play this for your intro.
Yeah, because Gino liked it and you said this.
You liked it. No one hated it, but you liked it. You're like, bro, this is going to be your intro.
No, but you looked at Guido and you told him, oh, this would be a cool intro song.
No, I didn't say that. Don't gaslight me. You liked it.
I'm not.
You pulled out your phone and tried Shazamming. What happened. No, that's not what happened. That's what you're doing is gaslighting. What happened was.
That's interesting.
That's what gaslighting is.
Okay.
That's not what happened.
Whatever. I said that. Okay, it doesn't matter.
But it's not what happened. What happened was you pulled out your phone and Shazam. You said, I like this track. And then you said, I'm going to use this for your intro tonight. And nobody cared. He said, as long as it's not what it was last night. Because it was way better than the one last night. It was actually an upbeat song.
Yeah, why didn't you ask Gino, hey, Gino, what song would you want?
Because he doesn't care.
Because shouldn't the artist decide what song he comes out to? Oh, no, 100%.
The first time I just wanted to mess with him. And the second time he said he liked it. So I'm like, okay, we'll play this.
But there's a difference. Like, I like Tiny Dancer by Elton John. I don't want that. My walk-in song.
We had also all agreed, the three of us, that it was a good intro song for him. And he liked it.
I don't think anyone agreed. Penthouse.
Yeah, but we didn't care. Like, it wasn't like, oh, we have to have the song. It was because he always Shazams. Whenever he hears songs in the wild, he pulls out his phone and Shazams it.
No, the reason why I Shazammed this, though, is because Gino wanted it.
No, you Shazammed it because you liked it. You even said it's a good song. And then we all started listening. As soon as he said it's a good song, me and Gino stopped to listen. Because what he does is when we go out and stuff, if the song's playing, we're talking. But he goes, oh, I like. He Shazams anywhere he is. Am I lying or am I not? Am I saying the truth? When you like a song, you Shazam it.
Not all the time. Sometimes.
Okay. When he likes the song, so he pulled out his phone to Shazam it.
But the reason why I Shazammed this is because I understood that he wanted to.
No, it was before he had the artist. He had the song, and the song's playing, and we could hear the song. So he's like, bro, this is a good song. You should have this as your intro. And we're listening to the song, and he's like, it's loungy, and it was loungy. It was a nice song. It was a nice like loungy song. So everybody's like, yeah, this works. Why not? Even Gino didn't care because he's like, okay, this works way better than yesterday. And it was fine. It was a lounge song. That's how the new song was discovered.
Yeah.
Okay. But going there, he's supposed to give that track to the sound guy.
And a loungy song sounds like it's going to be fucking mellow, but there might be one part that's good, so you got to tell the guy start it at 3 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yes, there's a lot of that. And there was also, not electronic.
House.
Synth. Synth lounge.
Yeah.
It was very synthy. Okay?
Very ribbon friendly.
Very ribbon friendly. Yeah, it was ribbon friendly. It was ribbon friendly. It was a. That's why it caught his ear. Because he has a. When we're out, if it goes ding, ding, like if there's. Like he'll like that shit and he'll Shazam it. So he Shazammed it, so he had all the info. So he goes and gives the guy his Shazam. He goes, yo, this is it on Spotify. You can find it. This is the name of the track. Use this as his intro tonight, not the one you used last night.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes. And then I told him, don't forget, it's the remix. So then he goes to his thing, and I don't know what the fuck he did.
I don't know what don't forget it's the remix means.
No, but I showed him it. Like, it says this. Don't forget, it says remix. Like, this is the song.
This is the title.
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't you ask him to play it and go, yeah, that's the right song?
I think I was busy with people at the door. Yeah, I was busy with people at the door.
I don't know. I was the whole time I was in the back. I didn't
because people were coming in at the same time, but so I had to handle multiple stuff.
To defend Poseidon, Gino should know better. He should have been like, look, you played a fucking weird song. Play fucking whatever. Play, I don't know what song he wants. Whatever song he wants, play this song.
But anyways, so that happens. I'm busy with people at the door. And then this guy got the original song, which was nothing like the remix. The remix was upbeat. This was like
the remix.
It was called Anatolia.
The remix song was synth music, like electronic music. The other song that they put, I'm in the back. I don't know what's going on. I just hear it goes dun 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 dun, like a bouzouki type of thing. And then like, what the fuck are they doing this for me? Because I'm Greek.
Can we
like,
play it or it's not? We'll get demonetized.
Maybe
they
might.
It's not the demonetized that bothers me. It's that they're gonna block the sound so we can't hear it.
It was very Arabian Nights.
It was like an Arabian song.
Yeah.
So then you see the people. They're like, they're not sure. Like, what the fuck's happening? And then Gino's standing there, and he's like, what is this shit? And then Poseidon's like, go, bro, it's your intro. Go, it's your intro. And then He's like, what are you talking about? It's my intro. So he has to
and
walk
he doesn't
out.
Even have like a, ladies and gentlemen, here's.
No, even worse is him. You know the way he walks.
Yeah.
So he's walking to Arabian Nights. Like, dun, dun, dun. It looked like he was going to strip, okay? So the people were like, maybe it's cultural. Like,
yeah,
I don't know the
they were confused.
Here, right? And he's like, what the fuck, you know? So he gets on to this Arabian Nights music, and I'm crying in the back, laughing. Like, I was tearing. I couldn't believe what was happening in that place because I knew that he didn't do it on purpose. And then I was telling him, I go, he's like, this is the song from the club. I gave him the song. And I go, this is, it's impossible. It's the song from the restaurant, the club. Like, we weren't, I heard the song. I was in there. The song that you made us listen to in the because it was playing in the restaurant. It's not this song. And he's like, bro, I'm telling you, I fucking gave him the song. And I was like losing my shit. I go, dude, he's going to think you're doing it on purpose because it's impossible. I heard the song. It's a different song because he kept saying, this is the song from the restaurant. But it wasn't. You know what happened? The guy made an effort to put the wrong song. Because if he was on Spotify, the first track that came up, we tested it, was the song that Poseidon was apparently gave him.
The remix.
In order to put the song he put on, he had to pick six songs down.
Yeah. You didn't even have to put in remix for the remix to come up. The remix
was
just...
Yeah, so he tried to fuck Gino over. Same. So Gino goes on and it was so weird.
Tickets, he doesn't like the gays.
Maybe. But the funniest thing was then Poseidon, because then he's telling us, Gino's like, yeah, I was like, why the fuck is he trying to sabotage me? He's like, why are you sabotaging me two nights in a row? And Poseidon's like, I'm not trying to sabotage you. The first night I tried to sabotage you. The second night I wasn't trying to sabotage you.
Fuck. That was so
and
funny.
We had a heckler.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then she kept gassing up the other dude. Yeah, yeah. And then I had to step in.
She kept on what?
She kept gassing up another dude in the bar.
Gassing up.
Like, okay. You know, getting him riled
I've
up.
I've heard that expression just not that often.
Oh.
Gassing up.
No, but not like wanting to fart.
It sounds like I'm in a fucking 1950s sitcom.
Yeah. Because she was getting mad, and she kept wanting to make noise for everyone, and she was walking in front of me on the stage to go to the bar and yell. Because
she was like a woke lady.
Yeah,
she
was getting offended at everything.
Yeah, her friends told me that what happened with her was she's super woke, and that bar is a woke bar.
Okay.
And 99% of the people that were there were my fans, but she's a regular at that bar. So she showed up upset that, like, it's not, you know, I'm a regular or whatever. And because some of her friends were fans that came to watch her show, she's like, no, I'm going to buy a ticket and watch it with them. But they told her, they go, you might not like it. You know, it's offensive and you're a retarded person. And yeah, she was offended from the get-go. And the stuff she was offended by was the dumbest stuff. She couldn't draw the line between the degrees in comedy. She took everything at face value.
Okay, yeah.
So everything, like if I'm making fun of my nephews, why you mean to your nephews? And I had to tell her, ma'am, it's not real.
What a fucking bitch.
It's not real. Like, she is that person. She's the person that calls Hollywood and goes, why'd you kill so many people for that movie? And they have to explain to her, this is theater. Those are paid actors. You
even
dumb
if it was real, it's your nephew.
Yeah.
She doesn't know him. Like, whether he exists
or
not.
He's a piece of shit, yeah.
Yeah, even if he is a piece of shit, he's your piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what does it change in my life?
Yeah. And then when I made my joke about black guys in prison in the States, it was so funny. She's like, it's a real problem. Yeah, guys.
What a
she was like,
mad because
people were laughing. She's like, it's a real problem. Don't laugh at that. Yeah, there's a lot of black guys in prison. It's a real problem. And I'm like, I know. That's why I made the joke.
No.
They're not stupid. They get it. They're not like, huh, really? Black guys are in prison? That's fucking...
Yeah, and she was being really loud at the bar with some other dude, and the bartender apparently was like, he was woke too, and he didn't like you.
Yeah, the bartender hated me too. And so when the staff hates you, it's funny. So then I had to call Poseidon. I was like, no, call Poseidon. The guy at the door, there's a cool guy who works here at the door. I go, call Poseidon. He brought him. He's like, what? And I go, I'm serious, bro. Fucking, they're making noise. Because I asked the people, I go, is this distracting you? And they go, yeah, it's distracting us. We're trying to watch the fucking show, and they're yelling. So I said, okay, come in here. And Poseidon went to go. And as soon as she saw Poseidon, she panicked and went down.
Yeah.
And then her friends told her, shut the fuck up. And she started crying and left the bar. And then
did you throw the bartender out? That would have been amazing.
No, but like
he grabbed the other guy. Go stop making noise! And the girl had bounced, so he's like, "Oh, I'm not making noise." The guy was fucking scared.
Because I grabbed him right away. I'm like, "Bro, you're being..." Because I didn't know she was making. I didn't know the situation fully.
Because you were taking a dump.
No, I was talking to Gino, and I was
saying, "I'm sorry."
I was trying to convince him. It wasn't me.
But you do look like one of them. Well, you have to admit. And then, come on. At least curious, are you?
And
was it the Arabian Nights thing? Is that what got you?
So then I didn't know it was her, and as soon as it showed up, she planted, like he said, planted her fucking face in her phone. And the other guy freaked out, and I walked up to him and I go, hey, you know, you're being a little too loud, right? I was like, I'm sorry, you know, and he went back. And then I called over the waiter because the other guy told me, like, the waiter was breaking ice and shit.
Yeah, the waiter was being an asshole. Yeah.
So I'm like, is this motherfucker doing it on purpose?
Making a lot of noise, yeah.
And I wish, what pissed me off too.
So what he was doing, the waiter was trying to fuck up my flow. Is every time, you know, when I go slow, like I go quiet, building up, yeah. He would break it. Okay. He would break the, he was a real
break
piece
the
of
ice,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, piece of garbage.
A lot of those guys are just dumb. A lot of people.
He was mad. They told me after.
Okay.
The people, because I went to meet some people. Because
sometimes
after.
You have people that'll make like drinks in a blender and they're like, what? No, but that's my job. And you're not like, you dumb.
No, I had met some people. I have some cool fans that we met after and they had told me, they go, one of them said.
He was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, one of them said, I'm very surprised you got a lot of balls doing in this bar. I go, why? It's just a place. It's a woke bar. Like, when I heard that you're doing it here, I'm like, this guy's got some fucking balls. I go, really? And then
people that were kept coming in to drink. I'm like, nah, there's a show. I'm sorry. They would get so angry with me. Oh. I go, oh, okay. And then they'd give me like the dirtiest look. Like,
whatever, that's fine. Yeah, so this guy was being a dick. So Poseidon threw that chick. But then we stayed. I hung out with some fans. There was a girl who was a Greek girl who was originally from Park X who moved to Rimouski.
Oh, shit.
It's crazy. Like, what are the odds? The one Greek person in Rimouski. So she was fun. We were talking with her. She was cool.
When did she move? Did she move like as a teenager, an adult, or like she was
probably
super young
adult? Like not super young or whatever.
Late 30s?
Maybe before that. I don't know. I didn't ask the exact date, but she was cool. Mm. Her whole crew was cool. One of her guys was like a blind guy who Poseidon told me this. And I was me and the blind guy were having the most fun during the show because I kept talking to him. And I was making fun of him. And he was like, he was a fan, so he gets it. So he was fucking around. As soon as I realized that he gets it, I was fucking with him.
Yeah.
So because Poseidon, the way he describes him, bro, he described like Daredevil was in the audience. Because he goes, I want you to know something. Like, what? Before you go out there. Like, he said it to me. Like, I started thinking, the second thing before you go out there, I go, like, the window's open. There's noise. Like, what's happening? He's like, there's a blind guy there. And I was like, what? And then to fuck with him, I go, bro, you know I don't like these handicaps in my shows. Get him out right now.
I was about to throw him out.
Yeah, and then Poseidon's like, he's looking at me. I go, bro, I don't want them anywhere near. No deaf, no blind, no that fucking shit in my shows. And then Poseidon's like, oh, he's looking at me for a second. I go, no, bro, I don't give a shit. Why do you care? He's like, no. I'm telling you, no, bro. Full on. He has a fucking cane like there. Like, this and shit. So then me, I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, bro, he almost hit me. He almost hit me with his cane, bro. And I signed his cane. He goes, I signed it. So I'm like, what is he describing?
You signed the guy.
He asked me
cane?
To sign the cane, yeah.
God,
so
damn.
then I walk in and then I do my first couple of jokes and I'm like, oh, there's a fucking blind guy here. Where's the blind guy? So I turn to his right friend, like, I'm over here. And I go, this chubby guy. I go, this isn't the way Poseidon described. Poseidon said, you're a daredevil, you're gonna come fucking attack me with the stick. I have it. And he takes it, tack, 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 it balls out, you know, like that. And then I go, it's still not the daredevil I was promised. I go, you know? And then I was fucking with him. I was like, how'd you lose your sight? He goes, when I was 9, like my parents, they don't know. Nobody knows how I lost my sight. And
oh,
go,
shit.
And then I go, your parents' siblings, perhaps. Is that a thing? And then we started just joking around. And he follows all the shows, so he gets it. So I was just fucking with him the whole time.
Yeah.
He made our night better. Like, it was a lot very of fun. Cool. And the crowd was nice. The crowd was good. But yeah, Poseidon doesn't, very uncomfortable with blind people.
Because they can't.
Yeah, then Poseidon, the guy who took a picture, we took a picture of all this at the end, and then Poseidon's like, I don't fucking get this, bro. Mm. And I go, what? He's like, why you take a picture? How's he gonna see the fucking picture, bro?
I was just
and
fucking
it just
around.
Makes him mad. Like, he's like,
I was just fucking
like, I don't
around.
Like things that don't make sense to me. Why is he, that's my thing. I can see I should take photos. Why is this guy taking things from me?
Do you remember, like, in Noir, there was on tour, there was a guy. There was a blind guy in the lineup with his friend, and the friend was like, I'll take your picture. So the blind guy's with me, and his friend that's I think a little retarded took the picture. I feel bad saying that, but he seemed retarded. So the retarded guy,
don't we all,
takes the picture with the blind guy, and then the retarded guy goes to the blind guy. He goes, I want a picture too. Here, take a picture. And then everyone's like, oh, Jesus, fucking, we should help him. And then someone goes to help him, and I'm like, no, no, let the fucking blind guy
take
the
Oh, I remember this.
Pick.
This was the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
No, no, this is going to be amazing. First time I have a blind guy take a picture. It was so, and everyone was like, as soon as the blind guy started laughing, then everyone was like, oh, okay, fuck, okay, phew, we can laugh
blind
too.
Blind guys are funny. Our blind guy was fucking funny.
Yeah, he was chill. It was very cool. I liked him.
Yeah, he was a cool dude.
It was nice in that fucking shitty bartender.
Yeah, the bartender was an asshole.
And I'm especially angry at the bartender because before I knew he was causing a ruckus, this fucking piece of shit,
outside
he was being friendly with me. I don't like that shit. Like if you
don't like friendly people?
No, I don't like it. No, no. Like if you don't. No, no.
Be me. Be rude. Be me.
If you don't like me or him, well,
but he didn't
like him,
know that he didn't like.
No,
you.
But I'm part of the crew, so
maybe
like,
yeah, but he didn't know.
Yeah, he's not a racist. He had never heard. He just hates specific people. He hated me.
And I
get him. I'm very hateable.
Like a lot of people don't like my comedy, but if you've never heard of me before you see me on stage, you don't know you're gonna hate me.
Yeah.
So maybe the guy just like if he's not a podcast guy, he just didn't know. So
no, but this was during the show. Like he went out for a smoke break, and I went out for a smoke break.
Okay. Oh, so he had already seen the
exactly.
Show,
yeah.
So he already knew. Oh, okay.
And I got a weird feeling about him. I'm like, I rushed back because I was like, maybe he's gonna try and fuck with his shirts or something.
No, he didn't fuck with the shirts.
No, I know, but like
he just fucked with me.
He's gonna try to fuck with the shirts.
Like I got a bad vibe from him.
He's gonna rob me, bro.
No.
Got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. No.
Because I got a bad vibe from him.
Did you take a shit there?
No, I couldn't.
Second venue, you couldn't take a shit?
No.
So how come? First venue.
It was too close to the hallway, and there's too many people, I feel uncomfortable.
Okay,
so you need
space.
Your space.
My
when
space,
you shit.
Yeah,
because the other room was, it was further down. We had our green room. It was inside the green room.
Yeah.
There was a few layers of separation for him to take a shit and yell.
But we had a lot of fun.
Nice.
We had a lot of fun, a lot of fun stories. We laughed a lot.
Not knowing, by the way, that we could have died at any moment.
Oh, yes!
I was driving back at my usual speeds of high, and they...
allegedly.
You know, I thought there was air missing from the... What was happening was I found out because I went to Canadian Tire because my PSI went all the way down to 10 in like a few hours. I had to crack my mag. I hit some kind of a fucking pothole and I cracked the mag. And unbeknownst to us cracking a mag, we went to Rimouski. We cracked the mag on
this
our way there.
This was before?
Yeah.
Oh,
so we cracked the mag on the way there and I went to Rimouski.
And that's
and
a
back.
5-hour drive, right?
Yeah.
So God 10 hours.
Yeah.
God damn, yeah.
Because when they called for Canadian Tire, it was my buddy who was there. And he's like, yeah, you know, there's no hole in your tire. I'm like, nice. He's like, yeah, you cracked your mag, bro.
So did you stop like a couple of times to put air in the tire?
I had put air right before we went off to our initial trip. And it was going down a bit, but it wasn't alarm level. So I didn't need it until on the way back, somewhere during the trip, it was ding. But it was at 26. I go, we can handle 26.
Yeah.
So I didn't put it until that night when I was going home. I dropped him off and I went to put air and then I went home. And the next day, it had already gone down to like a low number. I put air. I went out. I did some comedy shows. I went to the third floor. And then at night, it rang again. And then the morning was at 10.
Okay.
Fuck, I'm going to Canadian Tire. And I dropped it. And then they took it for 24 hours. I didn't have a car at all because they were busy.
And you rode the bus.
Oh, I went to pick up the car, dude. I got on the bus. I'm such a retard. I haven't been on the bus in 15 years.
Yeah.
So I walked in. I realized I don't know the bus anymore.
Yeah.
So I got in and I looked like a caveman. I go to the guy. I go, how much is this, bro? I got $4. I got $4. And he looked at me because I said, how much is this, bro? Here, just this is all I got.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, just went like, he just blew me off. Like, just go in the back.
Yeah.
I didn't pay. I got on the bus for free.
For
like
some
a retarded
reason,
person.
For some reason, whenever I take the metro, I'm like, okay, I'm helping the environment. But when I take the bus, I'm like, I'm a goddamn failure.
Yeah.
Like the metro, like a subway, I'm cool. Fine. Like, I'm like, oh, this is almost better than a car. You start, you go under and you're there. But a bus, you're like, this is just a big shitty car with smelly people.
Yeah. It felt weird. Yeah. All I was doing was people watching. I was just like, whoa. Oh, I remember those seats. Oh,
yeah.
That's how weird is
the
that?
The 179.
Yeah. Fuck, so many memories. It felt like I went into a time machine.
Yeah, I told you there's a guy in my new apartment. Like, it's all where I live. It's all old divorcees. And it's all dudes that had money. And they still kind of have a bit of money, but the wife fucking most of it.
Fuck.
And one guy was like, I fucking love it here. He was like, it's the best. I used to run a business in Laval. I had my big fucking car, the big house. And now... it's amazing. I live more a simple life. I take the bus. And I'm like, no one in their 60s wants to take the bus. No one.
He's like, of course we do.
Yeah.
It takes me all the way to DeCary.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was bragging that he can get all the way to DeCary on the same bus.
You could do that with the same car, too.
Yeah. You can do that with a bike. You can do that with anything.
You can walk.
Yeah, you can walk to DeCary.
Yeah, no, I can't give up the car now.
Maybe he just wants to go to DeCary so he can jump and then get hit fucking end Jesus it off. Yeah, he's like, this is the best. Every day, though, I chicken out.
God
I
damn.
Get there, chicken out.
One of these days, I'll look at my bank account before, and I'm jumping. Yeah. The bitch took everything.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn. Poor dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is fun to have a building like that with divorces.
I fucking love it, though, for real, because it's all old. But some of them look really happy. Like, there's some dudes that you're like, oh, this guy's banging like crazy. Like, you see older guys that you're like, oh, this guy's fucking every other old hot lady. And some guys are just, you're like, oh, he hasn't banged since his wife left.
No, other dudes are bagging him when they're bored.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That would suck.
Yeah.
If you're the guy in the building that everyone creams inside.
Like prison?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you fucking get out the elevator, you're holding your guy's pocket.
There's a knock on your door, and you're like, God damn it, I just washed my ass. Yeah. This is some bullshit.
And then you have to tell strangers, it's the best apartment. Yeah. I fucking hold a pocket.
They protect me.
I bang and I don't even need to get hard. You know how amazing that is? And I still get to have sex.
Yeah. Goddamn.
I'm protected. You said if ever I have trouble, they'll protect me. Now, granted, it's a building, so there is no trouble. There are no gangs in here, but just in case, I'm ready. I give up my asshole for some peace of mind.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
Getting banged by other old dudes in the building.
You all right?
I'd rather get banged by an old dude though than a young dude. Like if I was gonna get prison raped, I want to get prison raped by a 70-year-old dude, that his dick doesn't work that good, so he can't rape me. He has to just stick a finger.
Oh, I would prefer not getting
raped. He goes, "Oh, I'll just jerk off on your ass." But then he's like, "Oh, okay, I'm just jerking off on my ass."
Did you see what happened with the drag queen story time?
No.
They made a whole big deal about it in England. Yeah, I saw it. There was Prince Charles. He got dressed up as a woman.
Okay.
They put a crown on him. And he got dressed up as a queen, the drag queen. And they made a whole... It was on every channel. It was on every. I think it's getting too far now, the drag queen story time. I'm a little disappointed in the UK.
What happened?
It's getting too far. Like, everyone's doing drag queen story time. And now the UK, they made like a big public event. He was doing drag queen story time for the whole country and the whole world.
You know where he's going with this?
I already went there.
He already went there and he came back.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard, sorry.
Yeah.
He already went there and he came back.
I spaced out for a few seconds because I really have to take a shit.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah. I keep coming in because it keeps like, I think I had cheese today. And it keeps like.
When do you think you had cheese?
I think I had cheese. And it keeps
did
like.
Someone, how do you did, not know did what someone goes give in? You a date Look, bro, rape drug and you ate cheese when you were blacked out?
And it keeps kind of hitting me like for the past 10 minutes. Like I'm about to shit myself.
Did you eat cheese or not?
I did, yes. Okay. I did.
And you're lactose intolerant?
I think I am, dude.
Yeah, because if you said I had cheese today and now I got to take a violent shit.
But it hit me late. It hit me late, though. Usually it hits me like right away. Have too much cheese.
He's intolerant of lactose
and Arabs.
Yeah. Some blacks.
Yeah. And most blacks.
Just for the past 10 minutes.
A lot of intolerance in that household.
I'm trying to listen. It hits and I go, fuck son.
That bad?
But yeah. And I gotta squeeze.
Like, you're not gonna make it home, you're gonna shit here.
No, I'm gonna make it home.
Oh,
I got cheeks of iron, bro.
No, the cheeks thing of iron. Means you're gonna shit and just hold it in your cheeks.
No, I'm not gonna shit. I have
cheeks of iron means that it comes out of your asshole.
No, okay,
then you squish it like a fucking grilled cheese sandwich.
Let me rephrase.
You're making a grilled cheese sandwich with your fucking shit.
I have a strong anus.
How strong?
Is that what they told you? This is so strong.
It's because of all those exercises. Oh, you are very tight. You're very tight.
All the kegel exercises.
This is your building now. Yeah. He's the most protected man in that building.
I got
he found
that.
A way to make sure his packages don't get stolen anymore.
I got that grip, bro.
Yeah. Nobody's ever stealing a package from him. Oh, you know what? Taito.
Huh? You know what's funny? The other day I had Stephanie Van Lek on Suze Kut, you know, the Thomas Levac's wife. And she said something that was fucking hilarious. She was like, Thomas' asshole is always a little open. What? And I was like, what does that mean?
What?
And she was like, it's always a little open. And I was like,
in what context?
What? And I was like,
I was like, you mean like when you guys, if you're sucking him off, his asshole opens because he wants a finger? And she's like, no, it's always just a little open. And I was like,
well, he said before on a podcast that like one of his habits, like, you know, when you're watching TV, like we all have it, like you play with your beard, I play with my balls.
He sticks a finger in his ass?
He has a finger up his ass at all times.
What?
He said this on a podcast.
So he's watching fucking baseball and he's got
got a finger up his ass. He's just playing with his asshole and
strike. He's like, you're telling me.
Wait, I don't know. Did he say this on a podcast?
What? No, he probably. I hope he told you, look, don't tell anyone. But
he said this on a podcast.
Well, you did.
I hope.
At least you did.
I hope. I hope he said it off.
He said it through you on a podcast right now.
So he's always got a finger in his ass.
Yeah, it's like a bad habit of his.
That's a horrible habit. Like a bad habit.
Oh, yeah, it was
smoking.
On a podcast. It was Cooper Vetter, yeah, because we were both talking about
it. Oh, fuck. Imagine getting on a plane with this guy.
And I love. Yeah. And a bad habit.
Yeah, why does it smell like ass? He's like, what? It's a habit. Yeah. It's a habit. You like to play with your beard the same thing.
But I think, though, like on a plane, he wouldn't do it because, like, people don't smoke when they're on the plane. No. So maybe he's like, I can't wait to get off this fucking plane to go fucking stick a finger up my ass outside.
He's walking through customs with one hand up his ass. Yeah.
I already did pre-inspection for you guys.
Jesus. Oh. Fucking Christ. Yeah, pre-inspection.
If you want to, you can look at the same time.
Yeah.
It's ready, boys. Yeah. That's crazy.
I practiced on the plane.
What do you mean it's open at all times?
That's so funny.
Like open for business or it's just open? Yeah. It's a gaping hole.
Like she says it's always like a little open. Like
how does she know this,
though? Himself.
I guess like she, well, like when she sucks him off.
What do you mean? That
she's like.
How does she see what's going on? She has to eat his asshole.
Or maybe 69. I guess
when
69.
When he ejaculates, is he shit at the same time, bro? Just, you know, you tense up.
I don't know. Or maybe like when she's sucking him off, if she goes to put a finger up his ass.
And there's already.
And instead of like touching the asshole, like it just goes like, oh shit, I just want to touch your ass. And why am I fucking this deep?
Yeah. He's just saying, hey, that's my kidney. Yeah. What are you doing up there? That's crazy. Are you are you guys sure you're not misunderstanding?
No, I'm not misunderstanding, dude.
She said his asshole is like a little gaping.
And he said one of his habits is when he's sitting there, he's just...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he said this
so on. So now you're telling me I can't shake hands with Tomo anymore.
That's why I fist bump
him. It's fist bumps for life, not with Tomo.
But the worse it gets, in a couple years, you're not going to be able to fist bump anymore.
He's going to be the only guy that elbow
bump. All right. Hey, what's up,
dude? Oh, shit.
Look, I'd rather give you a headbutt. Yeah.
The pandemic was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, the ass-demic is happening right now, bro.
Look, I don't want it to be disgusting, so I'm just going to open mouth kiss you. That's less disgusting.
Look, I'll suck your dick. Keep your asshole shit.
Yeah, I'll just suck your dick. I don't want gay shit.
Yo,
shit.
I told Mike today when I went to get my car, I almost fucking punched an old lady in the face.
No way.
Well, actually, when I dropped off the car.
I'm so proud.
Because, you know, Canadian Tire, when you're going from the car, in order to leave, you have to leave, like, there's no exit to just leave. You have to go through if there's no one there to lay
they
you out.
They want you to buy
you
stuff.
You have to go through the whole lineup to leave. You know what I'm talking about? Canadian Tire?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking annoying.
So I'm going through and I'm skipping. But I'm leaving, I'm skipping. And then she's, like, the last boss.
And plus, in the garage section... Like once you're past everyone, there's that fucking door
gotta
go, hey, and then they unlock
it. But that's it. So that door, there was no one there. So then I had to go to the regular exit. Like we're regular people. Like, so I had to go through everyone. So everyone's letting me go because I'm leaving. And then she puts her cart right in front of me. She's like, I go, what are you doing, madam? She's like, no. In French, she's like, you're going to wait? And I go, for what? I'm leaving. I go, I'm not paying. I'm leaving. No, I don't care. You still have to wait.
What the fuck?
I go, you can't decide who has to wait. So then I wait 10 seconds. I'm looking around like, I can't believe it's happening. I'm like, is this bitch serious? And I look around these two ladies behind me and they're like all scared. And I go, madam, move. You know, like that. And she's like, so I grabbed her card and I pushed. I go, get the fuck out of here. And she goes, you have to wait. In French, she goes, to do I thought. And I go, do you have a mental problem? So I go, are you mental in the fucking head? I have to leave. Man, I'm leaving. I'm not paying. I'm not cutting and fucking. I don't have to wait.
Jesus,
you have fucking
Christ.
5 minutes left. Why would I wait? I go, this is insanity. And you can see in her face, you know, when like you're wrong. And like I caught her, like she, because she had no defense after. I go, I'm fucking leaving. I don't have any items.
Yeah.
You
fucking what a
dummy. She's just like this, like all miserable and angry. Fucking cunt, bro. She's like, no. And she's shoving me. She'll shove me and coming
Jesus
in my way.
Jesus Christ.
Like, fuck, bro.
And that fucking Karen over here.
Mm. It's more than Karen. It was an old.
Worse, yeah.
Like, I felt like, I go, fuck, sometimes I wish I was a woman. I would have fucking roundhouse kicked that old whore. I needed you there.
To fucking throw her.
Just deck her right in the face, bro. I would. Don't worry. I would have corroborated your story. She came at your dick.
Yeah. I have to protect my
penis. Man, she got physical. How crazy is that? She was putting her arms wild. Out trying to, when I was trying to leave.
I noticed lately, like whenever I go places, people that want to start shit, it's always women.
Yeah.
It's never dudes. Like I was at the UFC last week and I was telling my girl, I was like, you're going to see UFC. No one picks fights because everyone that goes to UFC, most, you don't know if the guy knows how to fight or not.
Yeah.
So no one wants to fuck with anyone because you don't want to get your ass kicked. In front of 18,000 people.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. So, but, and then we're there, and I was, Luc and Danielle were with us, and Danielle, it comes, like, she had, like, her seats were here, but she just sits next to us on this side, because she goes, I'll wait till the fight's over, and then I'll go on your side. And some girl came by, and it was her seat, but they'd been gone for 20 minutes. And instead of just going, hey, I'm back, can you take your seat? She was like, move! Yeah. Move! These are our seats! And then
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and
yeah, Danielle, but it's annoying. But
Daniela's like, go fuck. Like, she's like, go fuck yourself, but in French. And the girl didn't understand. And then the guy started talking to his girl, and then she was angry, and then he was telling
the guy him, was trying to calm
shut
down.
The fuck up, shut the fuck up. Fuck you, shut the fuck
Jesus
up. Fuck
Christ.
You.
Christ.
Fuck you. And then she left, and then he left, and then he came back like 20 minutes later, and he was just sitting alone watching fights going,
oh,
like
he
was just angry. He was like, that fucking stupid bitch. That fucking stupid bitch. And then he'd look at his phone and he'd be like, that fucking stupid bitch. And then he'd leave for about 5 minutes and then come back even angrier because she was probably
texting
like
him.
Just outside going, we're leaving. And he was like, you fucking whore. I paid $1,000 a ticket and you're going to fucking leave with 3 fights left, you dumb fucking bitch. Like, he was so angry. He was so angry.
But she's a real bitch, right?
Yeah, she was such a bitch.
It's like the old lady. Like, there was no, like, oh, I was like, excuse me, I'm leaving. Yeah. She's like, no, no. And she's like, get the fuck up. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You stupid bitch. Like,
yeah.
First of all, you think they would let me, the cashier, they wouldn't let me cut through and just go pay.
I had people that, if your life sucks, let your life suck and don't fucking...
Don't include me.
Don't include everyone into your fucking shitty life.
Yeah, it's a completely... But yeah, you're right. I have been noticing it. Ladies are taking it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
We let them vote. It starts that way.
But misery loves company. That's why.
That is exactly
why.
That
no, but that's why.
Sense.
No. But I'm sorry. Hold on, because I had a fucking
misery
brain
loves
fart.
Company. You had brain diarrhea. Yeah. That was not a brain fart. That was a brain fart that Tama has.
I'm sorry.
So you guys had a good show, yeah, bro. Kuna Matata. You passed behind you. So what the fuck is that? Did you have a good show, bro? Fucking, what are you gonna do, bro? It's a wonderful world out there.
Motivational speeches with Poseidon.
It doesn't make any demotivating.
Demotivational.
Misery
speeches.
Loves company.
No, because you said, I was trying to tag what you guys,
Kevin Brennan's podcast.
Yeah. No, what you guys said earlier with the, you know, like, stay miserable by yourself. But and I wanted to tag
when
that.
When did we say that? Like episode 14?
No, like just now. Like you guys said,
if you're miserable, when we said
okay,
it,
okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Misery loves company.
So Poseidon heard miserable, misery. He's like, I got something.
Yeah, I got
misery
a line
loves company.
Yeah. At least he didn't say misery starring James Caan.
Yeah.
And Kathy Bates. Misery starring Kathy Bates. She won an Oscar. Yeah. What?
Are you Googling misery?
You're Googling Kathy Jesus Bates or misery? All right, we should end it right here.
Yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, remember, go check out our friends over at canadoc.ca. Links are in the description. Get yourself a medical cannabis card. They will call you. You'll speak to a nurse. It'll give you access to all kinds of incredible stuff that the local losers don't have access to. Poseidon is online as ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. He's got a website called I Am Poseidon. Go check it out if you don't like your eyes. The man in front of me is MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward on tour. If you speak French, Suzukut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is currently on a world tour. Where will they be next? Depending on where you are. They're going to Paris. They're going to Belgium. They're going to Switzerland. They might even be going to the moon. The options are limitless. Maybe even China. MikeWard.ca for tour dates. He's also going to be doing his show in English in the great city of Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
And I'm hosting the Nasty Show this summer just for laughs.
That's already been announced, so
it's,
we can say it again.
It's been announced
never been
by me.
Only twice on this podcast. Officially, they're like, fuck it.
And Just for Laughs doesn't know. No one booked me.
You know, be
but
funny.
I decided, though.
Like, ticket
I'm
sales.
Back.
They announced three people. Like, ticket sales are going gangbusters. Wow. Yeah. People really like these three. And they haven't announced you yet. Like, what do we need Mike for?
Yeah.
It's all Two Drink Minimum fans. So, Nasty Show this year with Mike. MikeWard.ca for all the tour dates. Patreon.com/SusanGood for his podcast. My stuff is at PantelsComedy.com. Join the Pantels Nation on Patreon. Patreon.com/Pantels. I got podcasts in English. I got podcasts in French. I even have The Intellectual starring Guido Grasso and yours truly, Poseidon. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.